Oh, gosh. All right. All right, if you're watching on CL TV, I'm fine.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
You know, when we moved into this new facility, one of the things that happened was that they moved the sales department to, like, Kankakee.
Yeah.
At least that's how far it is. You have to run there.
So you're back.
I was back there. Yeah, I had a meeting.
Welcome back to the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes.
Thank you.
Anna's off today. She'll be back tomorrow. Richard Roper filling in for Anna. And joining us right now is the premier, one of the premier columnists in all the country, a Chicago institution with the Chicago Tribune, John Cass.
You couldn't have done that while I was running back here from sales.
I was, more
I was enjoying
Michael.
The running that you were doing there. And John and I was actually going to start doing the math with John. Now, I've moved over, you know, into the movie and pop culture and entertainment side completely, but for many years, we were both doing, and John was always more of a political news guy, and I did, you know, various things, but I'm going to just take a wild guess and say between us, we've written somewhere north of 8,000 columns, daily columns over the years. Maybe as close, maybe as many as 10,000.
Yeah, John. I guess the older, when you finally, when you get old and you're still alive, they call you premier.
The numbers add up. Right. Enduring. You, me, enduring. Mark Brown, Mary Mitchell, yeah, a few Brownie. Others hanging out there, hanging in there.
Legends. Actually, you get to the legend status, you know, like, you're a legend just because two generations know your name.
Grow your hair long like Brad Pitt. Definitely.
Yeah, that's how it
they
goes.
They call you, they start calling you,
legends
you start getting
of the
that.
Fall.
The first time when you, John, when you get at the Tribune Newsroom, when you went from, hey, Cass, to, hi, Mr. Cass. And you're, oh, no, jeez, here we go.
John, do you think you can write another column? Yeah, an extra?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the mayor's race.
I mean,
in our lives of covering this stuff, we're all in similar age brackets here. This, not I don't think since Harold Washington in 83 has there been a race quite like this.
It's the most important mayoral campaign, mayoral race in the last 40 years. 30 years for Harold, but 40, whatever. It's significantly important. I mean, look, the city's on the edge of collapse. The state's not doing much better. You've got 14 people running. There's a daily.
Yeah.
What can you say?
I mean, I feel like at some point, John, like we've gone through the looking glass because I see ads saying, my name's Bill Daley. We got to shake up the old ways. It's time for something new in Chicago.
Change.
Daley for mayor. And I'm like, that's insane. And I say that with respect to Bill Daley, but that's, you know, that's crazy.
He's run a very good campaign.
He has.
He's got good staff. A daily can say that a daily is a change agent is like and do it with a straight face.
Right.
Come on, man.
Okay. I'm Tom Brady. It's time to get a quarterback
something.
For the Patriots.
Well, I never inflated those balls. Yeah, right.
I mean,
okay. So the funny thing about it is, and I consider myself to be a pretty sophisticated Chicago voter.
Astute observer.
You're a professional analyst on the television.
Right.
Talking about that stuff.
And we've gotten to know these people. I was just at a group of people in here earlier, and we were talking about Rahm Emanuel. I've known Rahm since both of us were just out of college, right?
He wanted to get up from the kiddies table at Gene and Giorgetti and go with where Ross and Kowski was sitting. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Good excellent point.
Well played.
So the thing that I know it's going to sound crazy, but as an astute Chicagoan, I sort of buy into this daily is different than the other dailies because the daily machine that don't laugh yet, John. I'm not done with my sentence.
Sorry.
That this is a different iteration because the rich dailies guys for years and men and women for years and years and years who were in that column, you know, behind him, have all gone into the wind in a lot of ways. Some of them stayed with Rahm. But most of them went off in their own stuff.
Right.
And Daley's going to have to coalesce a different thing. And I don't think that, I don't get the sense that Bill and Rich are that close.
I've heard those rumors.
Yeah.
But can they bring Charlie Rose back to be the MC for the Bill
soon.
Daley?
There you
for
go.
The Bill Daley. Because look, remember what happened. Rich Daley was going to lose the election. He was Mr. Parking Meter. He's going down. Right?
He's getting out.
He's going down first. Yeah. And so, we got to make a change. So Rahm shows up, chief of staff of the Obama White House, shows up on Charlie Rose. You know what, Charlie? I might want to be mayor someday. I mean, if Rich didn't want to be mayor. Bingo.
Right.
The switch was made as if By coincidence.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, and Charlie. Too, I never thought of it until this moment.
Does Rich Roper and Ro Khan believe in coincidences? And that's the same Bill Daly that was, you know, the double switch.
Who then now took over as the chief of staff of Obama.
And now he's here.
And now he's a change agent. I don't know that he's good. I don't know that I necessarily want a total change agency here. I mean, the city, to your point, John, is in trouble. And I'm looking at the rest of the field, and I'm thinking to myself, what can any of those people do? I mean, Susana Mendoza, she comes from her own system. She knows some things. She knows some people. She knows some guys. She's got some guys, right? That were with her for this entire time. I think she might have some ability in this. I truly don't want nobody sent, because these are people who have to talk to bankers and business leaders, and there still has to be development here. Right. And I don't want to run into what New York ran into.
You want somebody who has the financial chops to do the job.
Right, and management chops.
And there are people out there. I don't make endorsements.
Okay, can we just do it? You don't have to endorse.
You can do the matchups.
Let's just do competencies here. Yeah. Let's just do competency for that. All right? So you got Bill Daly. You got Paul Vallis.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
You got Susana Mendoza. Mendoza. I was pronouncing it wrong.
Will be mayor someday, I think. Someday.
I think you're right. I think it's
too soon. But, right.
What about Tony? Senator. You got Tony.
Tony Preckwinkle.
Tony, right. Ruthless enough. Definitely ruthless enough.
You got that down, too. Yeah, right.
By my design. Yeah, right, exactly.
Is there anybody else that I'm... Oh, Gary Chico.
Gary Chico. Right. You didn't mention Amara Enya.
I did not.
Neither did I.
Yeah, you just did. And
she'll make a good congressman.
Now, Jerry Joyce. Danny interesting. Davis. Now, Jerry Joyce, I'm trying to think now, where the hell did he come from? His father, Jeremiah Joyce, was very, very... very well-known figure in
Daly's
politics.
Brain. It was Rich Daly's brain in politics.
Right,
yeah,
in politics, but not like, but it wasn't a public guy. He was more of a guy that he wasn't like a, you know, day in, day out politician. He was kind of a...
Unless you went to the airports.
Right.
And you went to the duty free shop and all that, because he had a lot of contracts over by there.
Oh, what is
over way out there.
You can't help your friends and family. Who can you help?
So Joyce is in.
So Jerry Joyce is in, and he's running amazing... The commercials look great. They're expensive. Right. He's bought a lot of them. And he was in here and does not really, I would say, in public forums...
Why he's running.
Yeah. Right.
The commercials, I must say, and then, again, with due respect, that's... If you were from out of town and never knew any of the names and you saw those ads, you'd say, well, that guy should probably win.
Yeah,
he's really impressive.
But he was in here and was not able to really fully articulate what he wanted to do. So it made me very, very, very suspicious of him.
Well, let's put it this way. Politics, especially the mayoral campaigns now with 14 in, it's all arithmetic. So who takes what from who, right?
Yep.
Jerry Joyce, he hasn't even articulated what he wants to do.
Right.
But he's a South Side kid, bagpipes.
Mm-hmm.
Kilts and so forth,
right,
Mount Carmel jackets, you got it. So
it describes everybody you're going to see at
Cork
the Southside Irish
Cork
Parade.
And Kerry, friends of mine.
The Western Avenue one. Yeah.
We all have friends there. He takes 2 or 3 points. That's 2 or 3 points that Paul Vallis doesn't get.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? And maybe if Bill Daly's in the matchup with Preckwinkle and wins, maybe the Joyce's endorse. I'm just... Mm-hmm.
Bracketology, like they do for this is March Madness coming up for the mayoral.
Hey,
yeah.
I like those. Remember those February contracts Madness. My family had? I would like them back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows? I have no idea.
You're speculating.
But we're trying to narrow it down, and it's like, let me ask you this too, John, because with so many candidates, and as you mentioned, I believe, and this may not be right, but I believe there are a lot of Chicago voters. Potential voters who feel like, you know, it doesn't matter who wins. They're never going to, and they are wrong, and we know that. But how high is the turnout going to be, and who does the lower turnout benefit?
If you don't think it matters, just think, remember back, was Blagojevich narrowly beat Vallis for the Democratic nomination for governor. Mm-hmm. What would the city, what would the Illinois have been like
exactly.
if that didn't happen? Remember, Burris ran. For for governor. Rollers. And then later, because he pulled the votes away from Vallis, was rewarded with the... you're the senator now, Rolling Tombstone Burris.
That's right.
I'm senator, remember?
Oh.
It's all matchups, guys. So the matchups are, if you have a Vallis, or let's put it this way, if you have Preckwinkle Daly, who wins in the general?
I think that Daly's got the... I think he's the edge there.
I would say I would go respectfully. I would go the other way. I would say that if it's Preckwinkle, Daly, I think the city has had enough with them. I think it's there's like a saturation point. Like in my old days when I used to eat a lot of cream sodas.
You mean in your old days, like 4 weeks ago?
Before I had the scare. Yeah. You know how many sodas can you have?
Well, I think you make a point. I think we saw that. With the presidential election, where a lot of votes were not, they were against Hillary Clinton before they would be more than they were pro Trump. And I think that John's got a point. I think a lot of people go, wait a minute, not another Daly. That's enough of that. I'm going to go vote for whoever.
Even though he's running, as Ron said, a great campaign.
I think that Preckwinkle, I think there's the problem, the best thing Daly has going for him, other than his name, which is a curse and a blessing, is that he has no public record of being an elected official. Tony does have responsibilities that some will call into question as to whether or not she lived up to her responsibilities in her office.
You can make that argument, and Bill will make the argument if he's matched up against her. But I think when you look,
why is Gary Chico? Now that you mention this, because I think the Jerry Joyce
is another one.
You've explained exactly why Jerry Joyce exists. Why does Gary Chico exist?
I just speculated.
Yeah, I know you speculated properly. What's going on with Gary Chico?
I think
because he's a very competent guy.
Gary Chico has doesn't he? Now you guys, we're in radio. This is radio medium now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have the voice?
He's
of
great.
A mayor.
He does.
Gary Chico.
Yeah.
He was just here recently, right here.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Chico, and I only abstained 400 times from those votes. You know, I'm Mr. Ethics,
and he wears a hunting vest nicely in the middle of his commercial.
Nice.
I don't know why that's all about.
I'm Rauner collection.
I'm partial to the Orvis look. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. The thing with Daly is, if you find enough old brick buildings here that were built back in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and you peel away the paint, there's still a bunch of Daly for Mayor signs out there. Different Dalys, but still have that advantage.
Jake. It's Chinatown.
It's Jim.
Very quickly, who's the best debater? I'll ask each of you that out of the whole bunch. Who's the best debater?
Question. Hold on. We'll answer that question on the other side.
Okay.
John Cass is with us. Legend. And I'm glad you're feeling better. Because I know we all
looks
read
great.
About that.
He looks terrific.
You had a scare. You had like a sugar issue, right?
So. I can see the tips of my shoes now.
Nice. Yeah, it's very good. Good to hear. John.
It's very good. And you haven't had a cigarette, I hear, either. Is that correct?
You're right, Ro.
That is an amazing thing, because John and I would sometimes take a walk in between stuff over at the Tribune Tower, and we'd literally walk across the Starbucks and back, and the half a pack was gone.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you on that. I know how hard that is.
That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Just stay away from me while I'm writing on deadline.
I have always stayed away from you at that moment. All right, stay right here. We'll be right back. John Cass is with us. Richard Roper is here. Kim Gordon, what's going on in the news?
Roe funeral services set for one of the victims of Friday's mass shooting in Aurora.
Kim Gordon coming up in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. John Cass is with us.
Hey, Ro.
You know him, you love him from the Chicago Tribune. Richard Roper is here. You know him, you love him from the Chicago Sun-Times. I am like Switzerland. Everybody comes to me, and they can't fight when they cross my border. All right. Right before, we're talking about the mayoral election. We're talking about the race here. You were going to posit a theory.
Well, I actually, I'm going to make it about me, John, because that's what we do as columnists, right?
Thank you.
You. That's, we call that the Steinberg Law, and I love you, Neil. But kidding. No, but I had a question for both of you. I wanted to know who each of you thought, and that's, again, not an endorsement, who is the best debater of the 14 candidates? So that's my question for you two.
The best debater so far, I think Gary Chico is very, very well. Susana Mendoza, I think, has got the most amount of energy, and she's physically very talented at that, because she has this ability in sort of a little stature to have this great, her vocal range is good, mm-hmm. and she sort of jumps out, and you can't, and she knows how to run the table and eat up time.
Okay.
So I think technically, as a debate, for using all the debate tactics, she is the best. I think Gary Chico probably second.
I would say
and not Jerry Jones.
Mendoza is formidable, but how she raises her voice. to the point where I'm thinking, okay, when she learns how to modulate that thing, it'll work out better for her.
Oh. You're both wrong. It's Willie Wilson, because at any moment debater. He might give you some money.
You know what? On the podcast, we had him on, Jeff Carlin, your producer here.
You and Jeff. Yeah.
We were, and Willie's like, hey, and the tape's rolling. He's like, hey, do you know any, can you get me 300 white people? I got to give money away to 300 white people. I'm like, wait a minute, sir.
If
I'm a journalist.
The money now.
That's yeah. amazing.
John Carlin might know.
I don't know. John Castle, Chicago Way. You can listen to it at WGNRadio.com. John, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, John.
We have got news coming your way in 2 minutes.